003, Thursday night, Chodesh Halbavos. Shai Yichud Amaisa Perek Chamishi. We'll start with page Kuf Pei Dalet again. Till now, the Yetzirah, he's giving different enticements of the Yetzirah. Till now, he was talking that the Yetzirah is telling you to do Averis. Now, for the first time, he's introducing the idea that the Yetzirah is telling you to do mitzvahs. We'll go through this quickly. We really learned half of it last time. Page Kuf Pei Dalet, the last five lines. V'chasher Yisya'ish Melahach Shilcha B'derech Hazu. When the Yetzirah gives up trying to get you to do things Shelo Lishma, Yizom, he will plan Lahasik Zos Mimcha B'harchoka Sachanifas. He will tell you not to be a hypocrite. He will tell you to be very frum and to make sure you don't do things that people will give you cover. The Omer Lecha, he will say to you, don't be a hypocrite. You gotta go very far away from doing things shelo lishma. And he will tell you, kishleimus tohar avodos chol Hashem yisaleh, the shleimus of the purity of your avodah to Hashem, which you have to strive for, lo titochen lecha, it's not possible. Ela b'shlila sachonef nimcha, you have to go away from finding favor in the eyes of people. You have to go to the opposite extreme. Make sure you don't do anything that will have people hold of you. Right? This is the opposite tack. Hamruba, whether it's a lot, a big thing, the hamua, tadak, a subtlety, the hagas, something blatant. So you have to make sure you do nothing, the Yetzirah says, that will have people hold of you. Okay, so what's that? Ushlila sachanifus l'vneyodem mecha, lo yitochem mecha, it's not possible. You have to make sure you don't do things in front of people that have people hold of you. So you can't do anything good or frum or avodas Hashem. You can't do anything in front of people. And not only that, the Teru Lahem, but I'll tell you something the Yetzirah tells you. You never know. People are going to look and they're going to see, and you never know what they'll see. So you have to do the opposite. You have to look. You have to look like a bad guy. Let's say he's trying to tell you, you're going to dress a certain way, and people are going to say, oh, you have to dress like, you have to dress in the opposite, that no one should look at you and think, there goes an Oved Hashem. You have to dress in such a way that people will look at you and think, there goes a bomb. And that's the Tohor HaAvoda. And Basel Espaleli tells you, we move on to page Kuf Pei Hei, Katzer, don't have them long. People will, you don't want people to say, to look at you and think that you're davening with Kavana, and give you cover and honor or hold of you because of that. Below Yeroy, it shouldn't appear, Shatom Nizdari's law, that you're doing mitzvahs with Zrizos, with Shtadalba, Bekasher Tirtza, Lumo Dvar Chochma. When you want to learn something, just boldly Atzmacha, go home, make sure you don't do it in public. Below Yeda Bekazulas Hashem, no one should know it except Hashem, so go home. Right, and once you go home, you know, there's all kinds of distractions at home. That's what the Yetzirah is trying to get you to do, not learning the shul, not learning the base medrash, learn at home. He says, you don't want anybody to see you learning. Nothing should be seen in you that speaks well of you. The Hare, and other rabbi, you should show a neglect. His almost, the Hargoshas, Omes, and you should show that it's burdensome, the Maisa HaMishmas. But doing mitzvahs is burdensome. Because you don't want people to look at you and say, see an Oved Hashem. Today, Shalom Yisparsim Boshimcha, so that you shouldn't become famous, or people will hold of you, and people will talk, and he's such a Oved Hashem, he's a Shemayim. Shalos Ta'abit Zvorcha. You're going to lose all your Schar and Olam HaBoy. You're getting your Schar and Olam HaZeh. Like we learned up till now. And this is the Yetzirah is saying, so don't act a certain way, don't act a certain way. People can see you. Act in public like you're a regular Joe, you're a regular guy, you're nothing special. And don't do anything special, indeed. And
you don't want to lose your schayer. Baal tzadah b'maisa hatov, don't urge people to do good things. Baal tazer meirad, don't give tochacha to people, showing that you care if they're doing mitzvahs or aveiros. Baal tfarsim midiyosecha, don't let people know that you're from tchokom. Baal yehona ben tulaska, don't teach Torah. Someone doesn't understand something, don't jump up and say you'll teach it to him. And people are going to see you know how to learn. You don't want that. And it's l'chayr a very good time. L'chayr is, although this is going to deal with the answer to this, it's not such a silly point the HR is making here. He's making like, hey, good point. L'chayr Chavavis himself told us before that you shouldn't do things in a way that people will approve of you or hold of you. At least that shouldn't be your purpose. Well, that's going to be part of the text. L'chayr Chavavis put it down that that shouldn't be your purpose, to gain approval in the eyes of people. And certainly the highest form of lishma is to do things privately and anonymously. And that's a constant theme in the Chaimus Halvavus, that the way to test out the purity of an action is to do it anonymously and privately. So he's going to deal with what he's now categorizing as the enticements of the Eitz Hara, telling you that when you're in public, don't do anything right. Or don't do anything perfectly right. Maybe he's too smart to say don't do anything right. You're not going to take out something not kosher and start eating it. But don't daven with kavana. You don't want people to see that. And don't learn with hasmada. You don't want people to see that. There's really another side to this in the Maseilas Yesharim. And that is, if you do things sometimes publicly, people make fun of you. And you machshel them in Lashon Hara and Leitzanus, like another side to it. But the Chayz Alavis is not dealing with that side of the coin. He's dealing with just Adarab, you'll get covered from him. People will hold of you. People will say you're a good guy. So it's really a difficult thing. But so Chayz Alavis is, in the Chayz Alavis's list, in this very, 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 very extremely long parakeh and Shar Yichud HaMaisa, where he discusses all the various enticements of the Eitz Hara, this is the first time that the Eitz Hara moves into the area of frumkeit and tells you to be frum and to make sure you do things lishma and not to do anything publicly. What will happen, the Chavis HaVavah says, if you follow his advice, don't teach Torah, by Yeroy Alecha Roishim, there shouldn't be no hint even of Yiras Hashem. People shouldn't say, there goes a Yirei Hashem, the little simon misimoni hamashmas Hashem. There goes an Ovid Hashem. Kadeshlo yechabducha b'nei odom b'chal kach, so that people shouldn't give you covet because of this, the Yitzhar is talking. And then he, like, so that's what he, see, look how he, this is called the slippery slope theory, right? He started off saying, make sure that you go very far from doing things to get people's approval. And he says, Adarabba, do the other extreme, daven short, do things with that show the mitzvahs are burdensome, don't do things with zrizus, don't give people tochacha, don't encourage people to do good things, don't show publicly that you're an Ovid Hashem. Now he says, he's talking, and to really complete the picture and make sure, the Yetzer Hara says, you're safe from any, you know, wanting to have kavod, wanting people's approval, so Adarabba, you should become, you should act like a regular guy. Don't act like a frumak, don't act like a frum guy. You should talk Lashon Hara with everybody else. You don't want people. And this is already the next step, where he's actually telling him to do something wrong and to do things that are wrong, because he doesn't want to look like a frumah, you know, like a tzaddik. You don't want people to hold of you. So be like everyone else. That's what he's saying. You should become friendly and call suga bin ayodim, all kinds of people, and you should hang around them. You should talk and yell and shout and curse and you should act the way they act. This is arig b'darcheihem, v'tenahig b'minhageihem, v'tov v'agarua. V'al tizor, as the heroes, merubam and hasheker v'ashvuas. Don't be so quick to run away from lies, from shvuas, v'sarimor, v'chilu, v'shtiyu, v'sicha, u'b'dibur hamayutar, extra talk, sicha b'teilo, v'ribu yaschol. U'l'chakos also, imitate them, u'l'havskir mumehem, of other people. Talk lashon hara, v'chol ma sheyishlo mimachah, shem ha'prishus min ha'olam ha'zeh, v'anosha. V'kitza, do whatever will be moneah, whatever will stop, that you should be called a porush, that you should be called someone who's not interested in olam hazeh. You don't want people to think that of you. You want to be a regular guy. So act like a regular guy. Be like a regular guy. And this way no one will suspect that really you're a very big tzaddik. Imtishma lo b'kaktuch, the Talmud says, if you let him entrap you and ensnare you in this way, so you're going to attack him, be what he wants you to be. And you'll talk of act the way he wants you to act. And you'll make jokes, and you'll hang around with people, and you'll waste your time. All under the guise of not letting people see that you really, because the Yetzer is telling him here, listen, you know you're a tzaddik, you know you're a good guy, and I know you know you're a good guy, but we can't let anybody else know, so stop acting like a good guy. He says something very powerful now, the Chavis HaLovis. And Tishma Lo Bekach, if you listen to him in this, if you start adopting this Hanhoga, and the truth is that if you people read Jewish folklore, or even Maisei of certain Chassidish Rebbes, or certain, you do have a concept where sometimes people would go into Golos, and they would act like regular people, and that's what the Chavis HaLovis is talking about, really. Except he's talking about it as a lifestyle. And they did it at a certain tekufa in their lives when they took on themselves golus. And it's famous that Rashi did this. And many of our greatest people, the Gros certainly is famous, did this. Where they took what? Perhaps, I don't know. Where they took on golus on themselves and they taka acted like regular people. Even the stories of the Taka with the Davening Shmona Esrei and things like that, where they would act like regular people in order to be total mustarim. So there is such a concept. It's no steer to the Chavis HaLovis because those things are like for a very limited amount of time. You'll even find in Shari Tshuva, in some places, the Smashon of Ben Yona, that you should do that as a kapora for Abeyus, where you have people like think poorly of you. They're not talking about doing Averis, Chas V'Shalom. But I don't know if the Chavis HaLovis is either. The Chavis HaLovis, we'll see it now. It's not so clear, and I went through a lot of the Farshim on the Chavis HaLovis. It's not so clear what he's telling you, like, is he telling you to do Averis? Like, to do Averis, or just not to be didactic with mitzvahs, right? Not to be overly from. But upon him, as a temporary measure at a certain tekufa in a person's life, it might be okay to do. That's the point I'm making. And people did do it. No one did it. But as a lifestyle, because the Lord here is talking about a regular person and he should adopt the lifestyle under the guise of frumkeit. That's what he's coming to be shown out. What? Yeah, well that's the problem. That's why if it's done even with the right intention, it should be done as a very temporary measure. But also you'll end up talking your whole life Lashon Hara because you don't want people to give you cover because you're in Israel and Lashon Hara. So that's what he says. He says that in Tishla Lo Bekach, you know, you'll end up without emuna. Very powerful statement. You'll end up with the wrong friends and with the wrong sliva, and you'll never do anything right because people are always looking. And you'll go down, 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 and before you know it, you'll become that. before you know it, you will be that. What?
It's exactly like
the two. Yeah. So he tells you now how to combat that.
And then he talks about why exactly is it wrong, and why does it have bad consequences. It's taka true. Like, it's taka true. Don't act in a way that people will, even though until now he said don't act with that purpose in mind. But certainly he's alluded many times himself throughout the Chayim HaSalvavus that it's a more pure act. If you do it and people are unaware of it, people don't think of it. So exactly where do you draw the line, and what do you do, and how do you act? So he's going to say that. The Imtosha B'tomar Lo, if you should answer him, Omam Heitavta Lo Utzli, you're giving me Eitzus, but you are Oivi, you're my enemy. I recognize you for what you are. You don't mean my good, you mean my harm. You're really fighting with me. We say from the frying pan into the fire. He says from the fire into the hot ashes. It means from the small ash. What are you telling the Eitzor? You're telling me to run away from kavod, which is like a bad thing, but it's only a small fire in relative terms. Because you're telling me to run away from COVID and act wrongly. Act the way you're not supposed to act. Act inappropriately. So that's a bigger fire. That's much worse than just getting COVID for acting correctly. That's what you're supposed to chop and tell the Yetzer Hara. That what you're suggesting is worse than just doing something shelo lishma for the sake of COVID. That's a halbitzah. What are you telling me to do? To avoid kavod, so don't even act correctly. No higayon in that. V'arei eini b'reach ma'avos hatilu v'akavod ala k'dei shalo yaseh b'shvil limtzol chen b'nei b'nei adam. So that I should serve Hashem without... But why are you telling me to run away from praise and from kavod? Because you want me to do things purely for the sake, because Hashem commanded me to do them. And not to do it to find people's approval. But now you're telling me to find people's approval and to do the wrong thing. Because you're saying I should not do things publicly that sets me apart from people, makes me a from them. I should be pals with everyone. And I should. So it turns out an inverted svara. Now it turns out you're telling me to do what's wrong. In other words, you're seeing through his just making it innocuous, and you're saying the bottom line is I'm gonna end up going off the derech. I'm gonna end up like fulfilling my wishes, fulfilling my desire. That's what I'm gonna end up doing. So you're telling me to do that. I'm supposed to do things perfectly, not even to win people's approval. And you're ending up telling me that to win people's approval, I should do things incorrectly. And now the Chayim Talvavus launches into his explanation of how indeed to set yourself up. What's right and what's wrong? When should you do things privately? When should you be fired from them? How should you avoid them being before someone? It's true, you tell the Yetzirah. It's very true. I do and I should hide good deeds, and people shouldn't see them. It's all very true. It's true. I should avoid that nisayon. I should be master. I should do things privately and anonymously. Im hunasa b'shleimus b'li yadiyas b'nei adam also. But that's if you could do it with 100% shleimus without people knowing about it. It lends itself to that. But if you have things which by their nature has people know about them, like davening with a minion, so people are going to see, have you done it? And you have to be in the same room as the minion, right? You're going to tefillah b'tzibur, the hatzibur al ma'isa tov, and giving musar, being tochochech tochech asam yisecha, you have
In other words, there's something that's more basic and more more important than doing things shalom l'shmo, l'shem kavod, l'shem benefiting from it in olam hazeh and olam haba. And that is not doing it in the first place. Not doing what you're supposed to be doing in the first place. Those amazing, that's what you should realize, that that's what's going on. That in the quest for perfection, you're neglecting your basic duties. Because you're talking about a subtlety of your... not to do things for covet, but at least you're doing them. I have to do it, and not do it for the purpose of gaining people's approval. And if I'm in public, and the situation calls for acting that way, you should avoid machlokes. It calls for doing things a certain way. So then if people praise me for it, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not going to get punished. That's all. What should I do? It wasn't my intention. I didn't do it for that purpose. I didn't do it in order to gain people's approval. So there's nothing wrong with people approving my actions and holding of me. I'm not going to lose out on my schar. What should I do? But I have to do what I have to do. That's the first point the Chavis HaLevav is making, l'chayra. Not so clear as we go through. But the first point he's making is that certainly none of this can have a person do less than he's obligated to do. So you're going to say, I daven quickly. See, it's certainly not roy to daven quickly. Daven quickly so people shouldn't hold around this guy. Look how he davens. But if you can't daven with kavana, so then you have to. Your hands are tied. And if people hold the view for doing that, so then they'll just have to do it. You know, and you know that that wasn't your intention. But you have to be able. You can't just do it without. You have to do it. Yeah, because you have to do it the right way. My intention wasn't that people should approve of me.
Do you stand in the back of the shulchan? People don't see it, but you should daven properly.
Let's see, Vaita. He gives a rule. Who for omru masisa maisa v'yodu b'bnei yodom. If you do something and people are aware of it. Ratzisa labar al tor kovanos kovan. You want to check yourself. He gives you a chemical test to check if you're doing it l'shmo or not. People know about it because it happened in shul. People are in shul, they saw you. So how do you know in your head if you're doing it right or not? So he says, give yourself two tests. Give yourself two litmus tests. You can psychoanalyze yourself and say, who am I expecting a reward from for doing this thing properly? So the answer is either from Hashem or it's from people. Like, see what the answer. When you're alone and you're contemplating and you're thinking and it's fresh and you're asking yourself, who was I expecting a yashikoyach from when I did this? And the answer is really instinctive. It's almost subconscious. Sometimes people come to me with they don't know what to do. They have to start them up how they should act. Should they do this? They do that. And they're both okay ways to act. They don't know what to do. So I say, do what you want. So I say, I don't know what I want. So I have a suggestion. I might have told it even to a few people here. Take a coin and say, if it's heads, I'm going to do A, and if it's tails, I'm going to do B. Flip the coin. At the moment the coin is spinning in the air, you will want it to land a certain way. Your kishkas are going to come out. And you're going to say, oh, I hope it lands on heads. Then you'll know what you want to do. That's how you know. Right now you don't know what you're going to do, but it's going to come out of you
It's gonna awaken from your subconscious when you flip that coin and it's spinning. You say, oh man, I hope it's, you'll see. You're gonna think that way. Most of the time. Obviously not all of the time. So that's how you'll know what you'll do. So here also, the Chavis HaLovis is saying a tremendous thing. He says, you know, you can't figure out, you want to make sure your motives are pure. And you're saying, I don't know. How can I tell? And who knows? And what should I do? So he says, ask yourself, you know, a very stark question. You know, you did this action, who were you expecting your shikayach from? And you're gonna say, oh wow. You're either gonna answer Hashem, or you're gonna answer, oh, you know. So that's the first litmus test. Again, the Chavis HaLovis is addressing somebody who al karchach did something publicly because that was the place to do it. He was in shul. To daven short, improperly short. The subtleties, it's a difficult piece of Chavis HaLovis, I felt. I didn't get clarity from the Mefarshim. Because at some point, maybe there is a point where you say, you know, in public, I'm not going to really daven the way I'd like to. I don't want people to see that. At some point, certainly to daven fast, let's say, and not have kavana is not an option. And that's what the Chavis HaLovis seems to be talking about. That step one is you have to do what you have to do. So if the place to do it is in public, well, you have to daven with a minyan. You say, I don't want people to say the way I daven, so I'm going to daven at home, you daven without a minyan. Right? You certainly have to get up to the bare minimum of what you have to do. That's what the Chavis HaLovis is talking about. So then, and it's, if you have to do it publicly, so you have to do it publicly, what can you do? You shouldn't minimize the way you're doing it because people will see you. You have to do what you have to do the minimum. But I say you want to test yourself if you take a dinner with Shema. You got this problem. That's why the Yetzer Hara's point is so valid. Because you got this problem. So the saying, give two tests. Test one is ask yourself quickly, who do I want a yashikayach from? And the answer will speak volumes, as they say. Im hoysom eis Hashem or eis et tohor, v'im hoyom eis uloso eino tohor. And the second thing is to ask yourself honestly, if you would be home in private, would you, for example, be davening this way? We all know how long it takes us to daven in shul. And we all know that when we have to daven at home, right, because of circumstances, whatever, we also know how long it takes us to daven. So you have to ask yourself, is it the same amount of time? Why is that? Why when I'm home do I inevitably daven in much less time than I do in shul? So sometimes the answer might be, it might be, because in shul I'm inspired, because I'm with other people davening. So I daven slower, because I'm with other people. Okay, if that's the answer, that's the answer. The Chavis HaLovis is saying, you know, come on, get real. When you're home, you daven, because no one's watching. So you knock it off. Daven. And in shul, so that's the second test.
Can a person have a question that if I do this mitzvah more for Hesiod, then I can recognize more Hesiod for practice.